Hello, everyone, online and here in person. Thank you for coming to see my talk, or hear my talk, on Dogen Skenjo Koan. We are, and have been this month, talking and reflecting on this incredibly profound and yet simple teaching. In the book, Realizing the Genjo Koan, Dan Layton, in the foreword, talks about how Dogen, specifically in some of his essays, encourages us to refine and clarify our practice by the actual practice of awakening, rather than concentrating on the theoretical and philosophical approaches. And so we have the Genjo Koan. So I'm taking this part of the Genjo Koan, flowers fall even though we love them, and weeds grow even though we dislike them. And I'll tell you a little bit about what I found happened for me with that part of the Genjo Koan. One day when I was doing my hike, keeping that koan in mind, it came to me that it was true and that they both are weeds and flowers. And because of our judgmental mind, we don't really see them. Our minds are so selective, we don't see the whole picture. It was like opening up the blinds. Yes, it is true that blossoms fall and weeds grow, and it is simply true. No judgment or preference, just what is. Flowers and weeds just doing what they do. The truth of what is, no judgment, just seeing instead of filtering what we want and don't want to see, what is really there. We don't see what is there because we are caught up in our preferences and judgments. Can we see what is really there without preferences and judgment? Some teachers call this opening up the hand of thought. Seeing the truth of what is, just that flower and just that weed, all things simply are. To give you another example of how this manifests, I was watching CNN one night where a panel was discussing the current events, and I noticed that I wasn't listening to the discussion because my mind was on one of the panelists with a lot of judgment. When I realized that, in that moment, the filter opened up, and I saw and heard her as she simply was. So that goes to falling flowers and growing weeds as they are, and she was. Another example, I do not have a dishwasher and probably will not have one where I am living. I love dishwashers. Everything comes out all bright and shining. Thinking about this, after my dinner, knowing I would need to do this, I decided to make washing my dishes my practice, with a capital P, making a shift. Everything changed with that resolution. Thinking back, my dishwashing was actualizing like the blossom and weeds. It was just this dish, this knife, this fork, drying, washing, drying, putting away. Very simple. In Shohaku Okumura's book, realizing the Genjo Koan, he says, we cannot prevent our mind from creating our world as it does, but it is possible to realize that the world of our creation does not reflect true reality. Practicing with this realization and letting go of rigid belief in the narratives and preferences of our minds is again opening up the hand of thought. He says further, within the relationship between self and all beings, there is good and bad, positive and negative, right and wrong. We don't really see the myriad dharmas as they are. We think about things we encounter and name them, assign a value to them, and put them into categories of good or bad, valuable or worthless, likable or unlikable. Have this, there's more on that subject right here. I didn't bring it, but I'll just tell you. I was watching CNN. Oh, I did tell you that. Did I? About CNN. Okay. And here's a poem by Koshu Uchiyama talking about this actual thing. Ordinary profundity of the present moment becoming the present moment. He says, all of us are always living in the present moment, the profundity of the present moment, even when we don't know it and are blind to it. That makes you feel better because you think, I should be seeing this all the time. But that's normal. The profundity of the present moment is embracing us at the present moment. All of us are living out the self, interpenetrating the whole world. The profundity of the self interpenetrating the whole world. Whether we know it or not, even when we doubt it and reject it, still we are the self interpenetrating the whole world, including delusions and doubts. This is the present moment of the self interpenetrating the whole world, fanning the wind of the profundity of life right now and right here is Genjo Koan. So that is one, and then there it was another one here that talks about it as well. By the way, if I don't remember what I said a few minutes ago, I just turned 95 a few weeks ago. And it's the mind slips. So anyway, doing the best I can with it. So I'm moving now to Dogen's poetry. And it's starting, simplicity in words is what he's going to be doing. Long night, long as the long tail of the pheasant, the light of dawn breaking through. Clear, breaking through. Another one. Dogen expresses in words the experience of being and reality. Here he says, without looking for the traces I may have left, but do not ask me where I am going as I travel in this limitless world where every step I take is my home. Then there's one that is a favorite with a lot of people. To what shall I liken the world? Moonlight, reflected in dewdrops, shaken from a crane's bill. And I also have from Uchiyama. Uchiyama had also some good things to say. Autumn's colors dropping from the branches in masses of falling leaves. Cold clouds bringing the rain into the crannies of the mountains. Everyone was born with the same sort of eyes. Why do mine keep thinking, seeing things as Zen koans? Like a blade of grass. This one is from Dogen's pretty late in his life. I think he was actually sick, or he was going. Like a blade of grass, my frail body treading the path to Kyoto, seeming to wander amid the cloudy mist on Nobi Pass. You can just imagine that. Another one of Dogen's. In spring, the cherry blossoms. In summer, the cuckoo's song. In autumn, the moon shining. In winter, the frozen snow. How pure and clear are the seasons. In coming to the end of my talk, I want to say that I feel blessed by this practice we have. We are this practice. And taking a step back, I'm marveling at the miracle of just being here. What is this? How is this? I'm slowing down, welcoming silence and solitude. My mind is quieter these days, and it's good for listening to others and the sounds in long walks and opening to what shows up. Thank you for listening to my talk. I think we will be separating into groups of three. And when you're in your group, what, if anything, did my talk have to do with your life, or what's going on in this suffering world right now? Thank you.